I am here at U Kitchen on a commercial, we're on Commercial Road, aren't we?
Commercial Street.
Sorry, I'm in a bit of a food coma because I just had an amazing meal. I'm with the chef, John Davila, and I just want to say before we get started, thank you, John.
Pleasure.
And it's my first time this year at U Kitchen, but I came last year and it was one of the best meals I had in a London restaurant.
Thank
all
you.
That year.
Thank you very much.
So, and I like this meal even
represent.
More. Yeah. So, we were talking a little bit off mic, but now that we're recording, can you just run by, through your background?
So,
led up to U Kitchen.
Okay, so I grew up in Sydney. My parents are from the Philippines and Spain. I was raised up in Sydney with my mother, Georgie, and with my sister, Rochelle. Basically, lived there till I was 24 when I moved to London in 2004, April 1st, 2004. Started working at a restaurant called Zaffirano. At that stage in 2004, it was a one Michelin star restaurant. I learned a lot very, very quickly. An amazing experience. After that, went to Nobu in Park Lane, where I worked for 4.5 years under the guidance of Scott Holdsworth.
Yes,
and I have to do a shout out to Scott. Freak Scene opening up in Soho, a big inspiration to me. He broke me as a person and made me a great inspired chef.
Okay,
so
wow.
Respect to him. Did nine almost 10 years in Nobu franchise or branch, Park Lane and Berkeley.
Okay.
After that, went to the Maldives.
Okay.
Did a 6-month stint at a luxury resort, let's call it that,
sure.
Called Barros. It was an amazing experience. Came back from there, knowing that this seed of U Kitchen was going to happen.
Okay.
That took 2.5 years almost,
mm-hmm.
2 years to set up,
sure.
To get to where we were October 2016. Worked a year under the Bone Daddy's franchise,
sure,
with Ross Shannon. Big shout out to him as well, being Aussie as well, as well as Scott. Big inspirations in my cooking career, so I have to say that first and foremost. Thank you guys. 2 years and a bit to open up this place, and we opened up in 2016 in October, yeah, like I mentioned before.
Okay, so
hard grind, hard grind. But here we are,
yeah.
Having an interviews on podcasts.
Yeah, oh well, yeah, you've made it. Well, how would you describe the concept of U Kitchen? And U is Y-U-U.
That's
kitchen,
correct.
So
we had months of debating what the name should be of the restaurant. We came up with the name U. As in Japan, it means superior, and it's also a male name, so
okay.
Superior. So as boasting what we can do, we decided to call it U, and it's catchy. So have you been to U? And we could use that in all our ads and so forth. So it was a catchy name for us, so we decided to go with that.
Okay. And the food, the kitchen concept, the food?
The food was inspired with the Pan Asian theme. So all the islands around the Pan Pacific,
mm-hmm.
Hawaii. Let me just tell you this: the menu's changed several times since we've opened.
Okay.
We try to keep it fresh, so we get regular customers coming in and trying new experiences with the food. Okay, so Pacific Rim, sourcing our Wagyu beef from Australia,
okay.
Fish from Japan, hamachi now, and just trying to go with that theme of the islands around there.
Okay.
That's where the inspiration of the food was coming from.
Okay.
Obviously, in Australia, where I grew up, and also Stephen, the culture and influence of Southeast Asian cuisine,
okay.
is very big. So we wanted to open up a restaurant in London that was affordable.
I think your prices are all right. Yeah.
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 Affordable, good to come, like a neighborhood diner,
sure.
Or restaurant, laid back, get great food. You see us making the food in front of you,
yeah.
So it's nothing's bought in. We make everything from scratch, which is a bit of a pain, but I believe the customers or the punters appreciate that.
Sure.
You know, from all the sauces to the spring rolls, the sams, the dumplings, it's all made by hand. And it's just to show that we're fresh and we're doing things the right way.
Sure.
Nothing's bought in, per se.
Okay, so you said Pacific Islands. You're starting to focus specifically on Philippines.
So
you got a Filipino background?
That's correct. Yeah. So I'm making all my relatives in the Philippines and around the world pretty happy with this menu. The best way to describe the food that we're doing here is original, and this is to be honest, and I don't think anyone's going to doubt this, Filipino food in a whole isn't pretty to look at.
Yeah.
I believe in Instagram you'd call it hero dishes, making food look delicious.
Yeah.
You don't really get that in the Philippines. So I had a task brought upon me with my directors and business partners to make a concept of Filipino food tasty as you would get in the Philippines or anywhere around the world, but look good.
Yeah.
So I've taken I wouldn't say typical dishes, but I'd say some standout dishes in the Philippines and try to conform them you style.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to talk about something? Well, I just had a few.
Yeah, right.
Taste a few. It's awesome what I had. You want to talk about some of these? Maybe the cheese and ube puto?
Okay,
was,
so the cheese and ube puto. Funny name, but that's a real thing. So originally, for the first draft of the menu, we had the cheesy ube puto as a side dish, and it's served like that. It's a side condiment.
Okay.
You'd eat that with like meat or fish,
yeah.
And it's just a piece of sweetened bread. Okay, so to make it in a U style, we added a different element. So we actually made them like a slider or a bite-sized steam bun. Obviously we have steam buns here, but we made this the Filipino style. So we make our chorizo bilbao.
Okay.
I don't know how else to describe it, but it's a sweet chorizo.
Okay.
Full of garlic.
Yeah.
And we've combined those two dishes that were supposed to be separate on the menu, and we've combined them together. So this is what it created. It made a cheese and ube puto baby. with handmade chorizo bilbao. That's how it's made.
I'm walking around with a cheese and ube puto belly in my belly. Are any of these dishes that really remind you of growing up, or just the essence of home style Hanoi cooking?
So, to be honest with you, the kalawi, the lechon kawali,
okay.
One of my favorite dishes. Obviously,
yeah.
You would do that completely different in terms of what you do in the Philippines, being a whole pig,
yeah.
Roasted slowly, basting it. We don't have that facility here, so I did the best that I could with what we had, and I think it turned out really well. So we're using a pork belly that we braised for 12 hours.
Yeah, it's fantastic. 12
hours under the... And we're basically braising it for 12 hours.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And 7-Up, soy.
7-Up, okay.
The soda. The 7-Up, the
okay,
soda.
Okay.
We use quite a lot of that in cooking in the Philippines. So,
okay.
Same concept in terms of like Filipino ingredients, but we had to make it in a way where we could serve it in tapas-sized portions for the restaurant.
Because so that's part of the concept too. You do sort of small dishes for sharing.
So we recommend in the restaurant 3 to 4 dishes.
Okay.
Yeah, so having one of those, some rice, some cassava fries, you know, it will fill you up.
Yes.
But it's also, I mean, different. If you look at the crispy pig ears, we would say...
Which is delicious. Yeah.
Did you like
yeah,
it?
I loved
yes.
it, yeah.
So we would have that in a different way. For instance, we'd have that like almost like a sig-sig. Which is pig ears and chicken liver.
Okay.
But I had to make it in a way that you could have it to share with friends.
Okay.
You'd probably have the pig ears or something similar like that, like the lollipops, on a sizzling plate.
Yeah.
Traditionally. But we had to make it in a way where you could share this as a tablet. So
okay.
I made them in sort of, let's say the lollipops. So if you can imagine, and talking to your listeners, a croqueta of pig head that we've slowly cooked as well with pineapple juice and made into like a croqueta. So still things like that, dishes that you would find in the Philippines but made it unique that people haven't seen Filipino food like before.
Okay, but a Filipino would recognize the flavors and the dishes.
I really, really hope so, yeah. So I've never seen Filipino, I would never see adobo mayonnaise in the Philippines, you know what I mean? But I've just added elements of the Philippines and made it into a way where you could recognize what it is, but with a U-touch.
Cool.
Yeah.
And that U-touch is about to extend, so you're going to have a concession up the street.
Yeah, so we're opening at the end of the month a stall.
Okay, this is middle of April
for those listening. Yeah, that's right. In Spitalfields Markets.
Okay.
So we are going to do lunch boxes there, completely different to the menu that we have at U Kitchen.
Okay.
We're going to have, this is a little bit of a preview, we've got pancit bihon, we have manok, I can't even pronounce it. Let's just say it in English. We have chicken curry, and we have pu lentils. With jackfruit as a vegetarian option. So we've got a little. I won't tell you too much, but there's a few things that might surprise people there.
Well, if that's opening doesn't up early April.
That's correct. Okay. Late April.
Sorry,
yeah.
I'm just.
That's cool.
I don't even know what
cool
country I'm in right now.
Anyways, it's all good, man.
Yeah. Okay, so yummy. What else? You got anything else coming up you'd like to shout out about?
Basically we're trying to get these two sites up and running. I hope your viewers can come down and check us out, especially the Filipinos, and tell me what they think, you know. Really appreciate it. Just check us out.
Okay, yeah, and if people do want to check you out online,
it's if you look up at the website, it's www.ukitchen.com, and obviously you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
YUU Kitchen.
YUU Kitchen.
John, Chef John, thank you so much, man.
No worries,
I really appreciate that, and I appreciate your time.
No worries.
Cheers. Yeah.